A change in the mood in Egypt? Is the interim government losing ground in its attempt to reassure the population that real political change is coming in Egypt? Fighting broke out last night between supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and Egyptian police. The clash has left at least 7 people dead, more than 200 injured. David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief of New York Times, joins us. Welcome, David.
Hello.
So there's a lot going on right now in Egypt. You've got the government announcing, you know, cabinet positions, including women appointed to cabinet positions, an accelerated timetable for political change. You've got the meeting between senior U.S. officials and this interim government. Is the violence an answer to all that?
No, it's almost like we've got two parallel universes here. The new military-led government says that it will announce a cabinet later today. We're waiting for that to be confirmed. Nothing's for sure yet, including the appointment of a woman. All signs are that the cabinet will include no Islamists, that is, no representatives of the former ruling party of President Mohamed Morsi. Meanwhile, his supporters, tens of thousands, are out in the streets. They're sitting in here in Cairo. They've been demonstrating in cities around the country. And last night, they broadened their demonstration to close a main artery of the city downtown. They blocked a bridge. And that's when the clashes broke out, and it was chaos in downtown Cairo for hours. More than 400 people arrested and those 7 dead, as you mentioned. Nothing is resolved. So as the government moves ahead, it's doing so in defiance of its lack of credibility among a substantial portion of the population.
So you suggest the government doesn't even appear to be trying to get that credibility back, even as the U.S. really is calling for Islamists to be a part of whatever political changes occur, right?
Yeah, that is 100% correct. No doubt about it. They are locking up Islamist leaders, putting them in jail on what appear to be flimsy pretexts, ignoring the advice of the U.S. State Department that you can't have dialogue with someone who's behind bars. And today, a spokesman for the president said, basically, look, what we mean by reconciliation is a cultural or social reconciliation. We're not going to have a reconciliation that affects the political process. Our political process is set, and we're moving ahead without the Islamists.
So is that to say that the interim government seems to be going back to the Mubarak era, a moment that can't possibly be returned to, it would seem, as opposed to trying to fashion something that moves forward?
Well, at the moment, we have a military government. But that military government has picked some very liberal names for its cabinet. Among them, a vice president who is Mohamed El-Baradei, probably the best known Egyptian liberal, the former UN diplomat and Nobel Prize winner. And he has said, you know, that when things take an anti-democratic turn, he's gonna leave the stage in protest. You know, if he's sincere, he clearly thinks that somehow the liberals around the military are going to be able to pull out of this takeover a genuine democratic liberal government. So it's too soon to say that this is a return to 2010, plain and simple, before the revolution. But at the same time, it's very hard to imagine how you build a credible pluralistic democracy while you are actively suppressing probably the majority political party on the ground.
And if you are one of those Islamist protesters on the streets of Cairo, you would probably be correct in assuming that this is the liberals and the military ganging up to get a jump on the Islamists, who are, as you say, the majority party.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the majority party anymore, but they certainly were the last time we had elections, which in democratic countries is the way we count. So, you know, both sides have got valid points. I mean, in many ways, the Islamist government was a crummy government. They were not very effective. They never really controlled the bureaucracy. They were always sort of perched uneasily on top of the Egyptian state. In the end, it just swallowed them up. But on the other hand, the Islamists now say that this is basically like, you know, America 1787, Washington is in the White House. George Washington is in the White House, and suddenly King George comes back and annuls the whole thing. So they both sides have a point, and I have no idea how this will be resolved, if it is ever resolved.
David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
A pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.